for the message this morning. Amen. How many of y'all heard the word this morning? A great word, wasn't it? Amen. The Lord is calling his people to stand up for him. Amen. To really stand up for him and to be counted. Because we're living in the end time. And he's coming soon. He's really coming soon. After people that's ready to meet him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God is calling us to holiness. Isn't that right? The Bible said, follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. No man shall see the Lord without holiness. Amen? And it's not of the flesh, but it's by the Spirit. Isn't that right? You know, I had a message, but the Lord changed my message. You know, the Lord's good, isn't it? The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Isn't that right? So we need to be led by the Spirit of God. Because, you know why? Because we want to do God's will. We want to please him. Hallelujah. We want to please him. And tonight, I've got a outline back there, but I left it back there. Hallelujah. Because God wants us to do his will. Now, so I want you to look at with me in the Gospel of John. St. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 4. Chapter 4. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. We're going to begin reading at verse 1. Chapter 4, verse 1. What does it say? No. Started reading at verse 4. Chapter 4, verse 4. Now, this is talking about Jesus. He had a need to go through Samaria. Jesus did the will of his Father, didn't he? Jesus didn't do anything on his own. But he did what his Father, he saw his Father do. He came to do the will of God. He came to please his Father, and he did please his Father. He was without sin. Jesus is the only man that walked this earth without sin. Yeah. Isn't that right? Holy, pure, just, righteous. But he was a humble man, isn't that right? He humbled himself. When Jesus walked this earth, he came to seek and to save the lost. And he came unto his own first, which was Israel, the Jewish people. And his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. Hallelujah. He came to save the lost. And he's still saving the lost. Amen. Isn't that right? Yes. Those that will hear and obey him, he's saving the lost. And saints of God, let's continue to pray. You know, our nation's in a mess. But we got a big God. Isn't that right? I mean, see, we're not depending upon fleshly things, are we? We're not dependent upon the president or the governors or the lawyers. We depend upon God. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Amen. But let's pray for our president. Let's pray for those in authority. The Bible tells us to do that.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we put God first. God is our refuge and our strength. A very what?
Present
help in the time of trouble.
Yes.
So therefore, we don't have to fear, do we?
That's right.
We don't have to get the ring in our hands and hallelujah. And twiddling our thumbs. We don't have to do that. But thank God, if we look to the Lord.
That's right.
And the message this morning, God was calling us, drawing us to himself. I mean, I really got some out of that message. My God, I really thank God that he left Pastor Ben over here. He's a strong voice for God.
Yes.
He really is. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Glory be to God. Strong voice for God. And, you know, Pastor Ben and his wife, they're humble people. And you know, we're talking about humility. Like, I thank God for the fellowship that we had Saturday. It was a good fellowship. And Brother Willie talked about humility. us humbling ourselves. I got a lot out of that fellowship myself. I really did. I was strengthened and encouraged through that. Amen. But here, Jesus had a need to go through Samaria. Now you know that Samaria was the place that the Jews avoided. A lot of Jews avoided. They wouldn't go through Samaria. You know that? Because the Samaritan people were called half-breeds. They weren't fully Jews. I mean, they were called half-breeds. So a lot of people dodged Samaria. They went around Samaria. But Jesus, being led by the Spirit of God, being God, Jesus was God with us. He had a need to go through Samaria. Read. I want you to read. The next verse.
Then coming to the city of Samaria, which was called, what is it, Sychar?
Help him with those words.
Sychar?
Jacob gave to his son Joseph. All right. Now, Jacob gave his son Joseph this well. Jacob blessed his sons. He really blessed his sons. Joseph was one of his sons. How many sons did Jacob have? He had 12 sons, didn't he? He had 12 sons. Is that right? He had 12 sons. He had a lot of sons, didn't he? But now Joseph was one that he loved more than others. I mean, he. But you know, when you start doing that, you get yourself in trouble, don't you? He made Joseph a coat of many colors. Joseph got in trouble. Y'all know the story of Joseph. So we're not going to go into that tonight. But what verse you just read? Verse 5? Was that what that was?
Five.
All right. Read verse 6.
Now Jacob's well was there.
Well, Jesus went through this place and Jacob's well was there. And what happened?
Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey.
Uh-huh. It was about the sixth hour. Jesus went in there, and he sat down on the well. He sat down on Jacob's well. He was weary with his journey. He was bone tired. Weary. Tired. Weary with his journey. And he sat on the well. All right. Verse 7.
There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink.
Jesus said to the woman, give me a drink of water. But it surprised her. Verse
8. His disciples had gone
to the city to buy meat, and here Jesus sat on the well, and the woman of Samaria came. Jesus said, give me a drink of water. Give me to drink. All right, verse 9.
Then said the woman of Samaria to him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask to drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria?
The Jews don't have no dealing with Samaria, and you're asking me for a drink of water. How can this be? But she didn't know who she was talking to, did she? She didn't know who it was that was on the well, that was sitting there beside her, sitting there talking to her. But she's going to find out. Amen. See, you see how loving and kind Jesus is? Isn't that right? He's loving. He's kind. He's gentle. He's holy and pure. But now, when it comes to the hypocrites, Pharisees, and Sadducees that rejected him, he gave them the word that they didn't want to hear. Isn't that right? Jesus, see, you got to speak truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he spoke the truth. Why did Jesus speak the truth to them? To that they might get saved. Isn't that right? But Jesus spoke parables. He spoke in parables. And they said, well, why are you speaking to the people in parables? A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. A parable is twofold. To the ones that want the truth and want the Lord, when Jesus spoke a parable, they was able to understand and see it. But to the ones that did not, that they rejected Jesus, the word was concealed. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So then, hallelujah, thank God. Jesus is our master tonight, saints. Let's praise him and honor him
Amen.
And magnify him and bless his great name.
Amen.
Here it is. Jesus was talking to the woman of Samaria. What did read that verse again?
Nine.
Yeah.
Then said the woman of Samaria, how is it that thou, being a Jew,
you being a Jew,
ask to drink of me, which am a woman
of Samaria? Read the next verse. Jesus answered and said unto her,
if thou knewest the gift of God, and whom it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked for me, and he would have given thee living water.
If you knew the gift of God, if you knew it was that asked you for a drink, what he said you'd do, read that. If you knew the gift of
God, and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink.
Give me to drink.
Thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
If you knew the gift of God, you would ask me to give you a drink. Mm-hmm. You'd ask me to give you a drink. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What verse is that, brother?
10.
Verse 10. All right. glory. I want you to look at Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. See, the word of God was unto them line upon line, line upon line, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, the word of God. Hallelujah. Read Isaiah. You got it? 12:3. Listen what it says here.
Therefore, with joy should he draw water out of the well of salvation.
Amen. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the well of salvation. Amen. Jesus Christ is our Savior, isn't he?
Yes.
Amen. And hallelujah. There is no, Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other way to be saved but through Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus says something. If you climb up some other way, you're a thief and a robber, and a thief and a robber cannot enter into God's kingdom. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you got to come God's way. Isn't that right? And that's through Jesus Christ. No man cometh unto the Father, Jesus said, except he come by me. You got to come through Jesus to get to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Only way to get to God is through Jesus Christ. Well, why is that? It's because Jesus died a death that no other man could die. He died a sacral substitution of death. In other words, he took our place. Isn't that right? Jesus took our place, he took your place, he took my place on the cross. We should have been the one dying. Isn't that right?
That's right?
But he died. He died a death that no other man could die. The Bible says his visage was more than any man. His face, we're talking about his face. In other words, when they looked at him, his face just looked like a pulp. It just bloody pulp. They beat him so. Isn't that right? Now they did, but he suffered that for you and me. He suffered for you and me that you and I might be saved. He let them beat him. And they took that cat o' nine tail and whipped him, and the blood just ran out. Hallelujah. Why? Because he loved us. He loved us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God love us tonight. And saints of God, people need to come to the Lord, don't they? People need to run to Jesus. So let's live a holy life where people will be able to, my God, see Jesus in us. Isn't that right? People need to see Jesus in us. Because to some people, we're the only Jesus they're going to see. Isn't that right? I mean, living a pure life, living a holy life, following the steps of Jesus. They was first called Christians, where at? At Antioch. Why? Amen. They were Christ-like. They was following the steps of Jesus. They preached the gospel. They healed the sick. They casted out devils. Didn't they? Same thing that Jesus did. But did they suffer for it? Yes, they did. All that live godly in Christ Jesus, what? Shall suffer persecution. But when you make up your mind that you're going to do what God said, like the Apostle Paul. Now, we talked about Paul, how the God knocked him down. He saw that light from heaven. Isn't that right? That light of Jesus shined right down there, knocked him down on the ground, and blinded him. Amen. What a light. That light knocked him down, but it also blinded him. Took his sight, he couldn't see for 3 days. My, and he fasted. He wouldn't eat nothing for 3 days and 3 nights because of that great light. God had blinded him, and God spoke to him. We talked about that, didn't we? God, hallelujah. But then, let me say this. After he got saved, he went right on and preached. He didn't wait around, did he? That man, he went to Damascus, and he started preaching Jesus, that he's the Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was saved. He was from sinner to saint. He was from the guttermost. God saved him from the guttermost to the uttermost. Brought him in. Made him a saint. Made him a Christian. A true witness. An apostle. Hallelujah. And some people take titles. You know, they love titles. Years ago, I used to go around with a tent, and it was up, I think, around Lake Wells. I took a tent. It was having a meeting up there. A couple of young men came in, and one of them, he said he was an apostle. And he had his card. I was, I'm a prophet. They had their cards. And now, if you ask them, well, what is an apostle? Most of them, he probably couldn't have said, told me. He probably didn't know what an apostle is. Hallelujah, did he? Probably didn't. Hallelujah. But see, and I understand somebody that came through there and was prophesied to him, told him he was a prophet, that he was an apostle. But that's, that's not something you don't take lightly. Isn't that right? You just don't just take that title on you. If you're an apostle, prove it by doing the works of an apostle. Isn't that right? You don't tell nobody you're an apostle. See, we don't tell people we're Christians, do we? Do we? Not really, we go on a job. We don't have to go sound on a Christian. Let your light shine. Amen. Live holy. Let them see Jesus in you. And they say, look, there's something different about that woman. Something different about that man. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. By you letting your light shine. You haven't went in there telling, got your chest all stuck out? Hallelujah. You don't have to do that. But you humble yourself. You humble yourself. You live holy and pure. And when they come to you with a lot of dirty jokes, no, I don't want to hear, look, I don't want to hear dirty jokes now. Isn't that right? Thank God. We have to be pure and holy. Holy means to be set aside, set apart for God's work, for God's use, so God can use you every day. He want to use us. He want to use us. Let's let him use us. Amen. See, what God was speaking through Pastor Vilma this morning is calling us to get up and stand up for him. Let our light shine be real men and women of God. And not ashamed of it. Humbling ourselves at God's mighty hand. Hallelujah. God, stir us up tonight, Lord. God, fire us up, Jesus, to do your will, Lord. Lord, we know you're coming soon, Lord. So help us, Lord God, to live holy and pure, Lord God. Help us to lift your name to the high heavens, Lord. For you, Ula Basaya, you are God. You are Master. You are Savior, Lord. God, we praise you tonight, Lord. And God, we're going to ask you, Jesus, for signs, wonders, and miracles, Lord. And divers gifts of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Add souls to the church, Father, such as should be saved, Jesus. Lord, keep us by the power of God, Lord. Keep us that kept by the power of God. Thank you for the victory, Lord. Thank you for the victory, Lord. Thank you for the victory, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. Thank you for the victory, Father. Hallelujah, Master. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
How many of y'all know this song? He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Anybody else? Anybody else know that one? Don't you know the verse, sweetheart? Don't you know the verse? you know it?
Never.
Oh my God!
Before my time.
Brother Mike said before his time. We got to get that one too, all right? Can we get it? Hallelujah! Glory! Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Let's remember, Brother Mike, he's going on vacation. He take those good vacations, go up there and take all those pictures, man. Let's pray that God will keep him safe, you know, and let him have a good time and bring him back home safely. Let's remember him in prayer. God is so good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. What you stop at, brother? 10. Verse 10. What does it say?
Read 10 again.
Let me see what it says. All right. Now, wait a minute. I want Isaiah 44, verse 3. Isaiah 44, verse 3. Yes, verse 3. What does that say? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. Got it?
Why will pour water upon him that is thirsty?
Mm-hmm.
And flood upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thy offspring.
You hear that? Y'all hear that? Yes. Praise God. Isn't God good?
Yes.
See, God spoke that way back into Isaiah and Isaiah's day. Amen. And it's for us, my God, for his people. It's for his people. Verse 11. Yes, John. John, verse 11. Yeah, John 4:11. Y'all help me here now. John 4:11.
The woman said to him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. The well is deep.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
I have not. Glory. Wait a minute. I lost my page here. Hold on. All right. Verse. Now, I'm here now. Sir, I have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou this living water? Or that living water? Where are you going to get the living water from? She's physically speaking of the physical. She don't understand the spiritual things yet. All right? Amen. Verse 12 is what she asked him another question.
Are thou greater than our father Jacob,
mm-hmm.
which gave up the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?
Are you greater than Jacob? Are you greater? Verse 13.
Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again.
Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. This natural water, this physical water. How many drank some water today? I did. I think I drank some water today, I believe I did. I mean, sometimes, I drank tea. I might have had some water. But anyway, we need to drink water every day.
Yeah.
We really do. I mean, because water is good for you, isn't it?
Amen.
Yeah, we really need it. Lots of times we don't get enough water. But here, he's talking about the physical water, which we drank pretty much daily. Read on. Take your time with that now. But whosoever drink of the water that what?
I shall give him.
That I shall give him.
Shall never thirst.
Shall never thirst.
But the water that I shall give him
mm-hmm.
shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Amen. How many of y'all know what that is?
Yeah.
How many of y'all know what that is? How many of y'all have that living water, the Holy Ghost? Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the power of God. Thank God for his anointing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is so faithful and true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. People need the Holy Ghost, don't they? People need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They really do. In order to live holy. Because we're living in a mean world. But God is faithful. We that know God, we don't have to fear. God don't want us to fear. He wants us to trust him. Because he let's remember this. Whatever trial or test or temptation seems to be above your head, remember it's under Jesus' feet.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
It's under his feet. He's got everything under control. Nothing takes Jesus by surprise. He knows everything.
Amen.
He knows our downset and our uprising. He knows the time we're going to be born, the time we're going to die. Doesn't he? He knows everything about us from day to day.
Amen.
So let's hallelujah. Day to day, and he'll never, how's that song go? Lose his power. How's that song go? He reaches to the highest. Come on. And it flows to the low. It's valley. Read, sing it. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Amen. It'll never lose its power. Isn't that right? That blood, thank God. The blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Thank God. Glory, glory, glory. I'm glad I'm a Christian tonight. I'm glad I'm a Christian tonight. But we got to learn that song. He's still working on me. We got to get. But he's still working on me. He's working on me, and I really want him to work on me. I really do. I want God to turn me every way but loose. Amen. Whatever it takes, I want God to just do that in me and through me, that I'll be a faithful witness for him, a true witness for him, a true son of God, a true saint, a true Christian. You know, Paul wrote and said, called to be saints. We're called to be saints.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
But what's a saint? A true Christian. Isn't that right? Yes. A saint's a true Christian.
And we're all saints. The Catholics.
Yeah, they sure have. because what they do is people live so long, and it calls that making them saints, don't it? Stuff like that, you know. Yeah. Amen. A whole bunch of God, but that's right. Amen.
Amen.
But thank God. That we know the truth here. We know the truth. Thank God. And truth shall make you free. That's the reason why we can clap our hand. We can run around. We can jump up and down. Isn't that right? We can dance for the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible said praise him in a dance. Hallelujah. 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 Praise him in a dance. Thank God. Praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Now I want to end this message with Psalm, there's some Psalms back here. Psalms 1, let's see. Hold on a minute, let me find what I want here. In the book of Psalms. Glory be to God. Saints, I love the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Job, Psalms. All right, it's a couple of Psalms back here we want to read tonight as we end. Hallelujah. Psalm 149 and 150 is what we're going to look at tonight. Psalm 149 and Psalms 150. All right. If you got it? If you got it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. All right, read. Brother, you want to read? Start at verse 1. We're going to read the whole Psalm. Whole Psalm, 149, 150. They're short. Both of them are short. What does it say here?
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Sing unto the Lord a new song.
Yes.
And his praise in the congregation of saints.
Praise in the congregation of saints. Amen. This is where we are tonight. Read.
Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king.
Mm-hmm.
Let them praise his name in the dance.
Let them praise his name in the dance.
Let them sing praises unto him with the
trembling and harp.
And
Amen. Praise him with the trembling harp. Read. The tamarind.
The Lord takes pleasure in his people.
Yes, he does take pleasure in his people.
He will beautify the meek with salvation.
Isn't that something? He'll beautify the meek with salvation. Read.
Let the saints be joyful and glorious.
Let the saints be joyful and glorious. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Read.
Let them sing aloud upon their beds.
What?
Let them sing aloud upon their beds.
Let them sing aloud upon their beds when you go to bed. You can sing to the glory of God, can't you? You can praise God. So what's the matter with them? Just happy. Got the happy habits in the glad glass. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Happy. Thank God. Because we know the Lord.
Amen.
And because we know that we have hope. In the midst of all the chaos, all the confusion, all the things that's going on in the world, we are God's children and we have hope.
Amen.
Don't we?
Amen.
But the world don't have no hope. But we have hope.
Yeah.
We're in the world, but we're not of the world.
Amen.
I want you to read, somebody get 1 Corinthians 3:19. 1 Corinthians 3, might want to get 18 and 19. 1 Corinthians 3, I think 18, try 18 and 19. First Corinthians. Yeah. Chapter 3. Start with 18. What does it say? What does it say?
Let no man deceive himself.
Mm-hmm.
Any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise.
Mm-hmm. Let him become a fool that he may be wise. Three.
The wisdom of this world.
Mm-hmm.
But it's written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness.
Mm-hmm. See, because you know, there's a worldly wisdom and there's a godly wisdom. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Because the Bible speaks of worldly wisdom, and it says this wisdom is not from above. It's earthly, devilish, and sinew. Amen. But the wisdom of God is peaceable, gentle. Isn't that right? The wisdom is, there's a difference.
Amen.
In the world and in God.
Yes.
There's a difference. Hallelujah. And when we're Christian, we know the difference. Now go back to Psalm. We're going to finish this off with the Psalms. Hallelujah. Amen. Back to the Psalms. Psalms 149 is where we're at. Psalm 149, verse 6. What does it say? My God, hallelujah.
Let the high priest of God be in their mouth.
Let the high praises of God?
Yeah, high praises of God.
Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. Hold on. Stop right there. What does that mean? The high praises of God, let that be in the saints' mouth. What's it talking about?
Hallelujah.
What is it talking about? Praising him. My God. Praising. Thank God. And sometimes we get loud, don't we?
Yeah.
High praises. Thank God. And Brother Mike be on that, what is it, organ? It's organ, piano, what is that? A what?
Keyboard.
Keyboard. He excuse me, please. I should know that, shouldn't. He be on the keyboard, and he can whip it, man. He know what to do with it. Amen. Glory. And sometimes we really get down with it, don't we? Praising the Lord. And God wants us to really praise him out of a pure heart. Being sick. God wants all we got.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
When somebody came to Jesus, what's the first and great commandment? Hear, O Israel, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy, in other words, with everything. Love him with everything. Read on, brother.
And a two-edged sword in your hand.
My, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And punishment upon the people.
Yeah, I did that back there. Yeah, uh-huh. Read.
To bind their king with chains.
Uh-huh.
And their noble with
fetters
of iron.
Mm-hmm.
To execute upon them the judgment written.
Mm-hmm.
Dishonor of all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Yes, see, back there they took the swords, you know, they killed up each other, you know. God let his people kill the enemy back there. I read 150. Psalm 150.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise you the Lord.
Praise God in his sanctuary.
Praise God in his sanctuary. We're doing that tonight.
Praise him in the firmament
of his power. Mm-hmm.
Praise him for his mighty.
Acts. Now, let me say this. Let me ask you all a question. God does mighty acts, doesn't he?
Amen. Amen.
Well, come on, say it a little louder than that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise him in mighty acts. He does many mighty acts, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He healed the sick. He healed the sick. He saved souls. My God, what a mighty act. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Now, transform somebody on their way to hell, and they hear the word of God and repent and turn to God by faith. God save them.
Amen.
Transform them.
Amen.
From the darkness to light.
Yes.
And from the power of Satan unto God.
Yes.
My. Yes. Glory be to God. I wish I could I wish I could jump up my head to that ceiling. I'm talking about barely though. I don't want to bump, bump, bump. That's where I felt. Yeah, I just feel like, hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But that's that easy. I like to maybe touch it easy. Who was that said? I feel like running through a troop and leaping over the wall for the Lord. And sometimes we feel like that, don't we? We really feel like that for the Lord. Doing God's will.
Amen.
Read on, brother.
Praise him for his mighty acts.
Praising for his mighty acts.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness.
Stop a minute. Isn't God excellent?
Amen.
And he does great things, doesn't he?
Yes.
God doesn't do anything hand scammy, half copped. Everything God does is right. Everything God does is good.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
Hallelujah. Read.
Praise him with the sound of the trumpet.
Now, you know, we don't have nobody playing trumpet here, but if we did, it'd be good to you. But my brother's got that. He can play trumpet on there, can't he? Play trumpet, guitar, almost anything you name. He can play it on there. Isn't God good?
Amen.
So we can praise him with the sound of the trumpet.
Yeah.
Read.
Praise him with the
psaltery. Psaltery,
huh? Praise him with the trip timbre.
Uh-huh.
And dance. Praise him with...
Talking about, said dance again, didn't he? If anybody want to dance for the Lord, just dance for him. It's good. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We honor you tonight, Lord. We praise your name, Jesus. Oh, Labasilo Mokuya Rabasaya. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Read on, brother. Let's finish this up.
Praise him with string instruments.
Praise him with string instruments and what?
Organs.
Organs. String instruments and organs. All right. To praise him upon the loud cymbals.
Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals.
Upon the high-sounding cymbals.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. Give the Lord some praise. Give the Lord some praise. Next week, I'm going to try to have, he's still working on me. Next time I preach, I'm going to try to have that song. To make me Dilla, you don't know that song, Dilla? You know? And yeah. To make me what all to be. He's still working on me. He is. He's working. I know he's working on me. Oh, what you got, brother?